This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes. Fratelloni's Hardware. Oh, poop.
We did not forget the ice outs, did we?
No, I didn't write down today's show number, which would be 1278.
Kenny, I blew my nose. I blew my nose today.
Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Stores brings you Garage Logic Podcast number 1278, April 2nd, 2024. 78 degrees on this day in 1981. And 9 degrees, a chilly 9 degrees on this day in 1877. And our friends at Aquaside are bringing us the ice outs. I told you yesterday, if you got water in the property and some kid thinks it's swimmable, use Aquaside products to clear it up. Get rid of the weeds and algae. It really works great on real lakes, too, not just the mud hole in your backyard, you know. Aquaside has been helping people maintain Great Lake shores for more than 60 years with a complete line of lake and pond control products that take care of everything.
Everything.
Please. I've used them. They're easy to use. They work quickly. They're registered with the EPA and DNR. So the products, DNR, right, Department of Natural Resources.
That's right.
And the products are completely safe. No need to let weeds overtake your lake or pond this summer. Call Aquaside today. Explain what you're looking at. They'll get you the right products. Your place is going to look great all summer long. Call Aquaside at 1-800-328-9350 or go to aquaside.com. Ice outs today. Minnetonka, 1905 and 2010.
Look at that.
White Bear Lake, 1928, 2015, and 2020.
Hail the Flashlight King.
Hail you!
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers manning Technology Corner, Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop, John Height in the newsroom, and, of course, the rookie. Here is your Flashlight King, Fireworks Commissioner, and the Keeper of Common Sense, your Mayor, Joe Soucheray.
I had some quick emails I wanted to get to yesterday, and I had misplaced them from Dave Downing, a frequent contributor. Hold on. Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Something ain't right. When Europeans migrate to land where Native Americans live, they are called invading colonizers. It's a bad thing. In 2024, people who look like long-dead colonizers must be shamed and punished. That would be us.
Okay.
When one species of owl migrates to an area where another species of owl lives, the migrating owls are called invasive. It's a bad thing. In 2024, the invading owls must be eradicated.
Okay.
You heard that the other day. However, when people from all over the world illegally cross an international border, the illegal invaders are called migrants. And it's a good thing. In 2024, the migrants must be welcomed with housing and handouts. That's just some deep thoughts from a GLer on his own service road of life, and for my money, he's absolutely correct. John in Arizona, his head is scratched. He's scratching his head.
He's confused. He's perplexed.
Joe, my wife came home last Friday from work with the news that a coworker had given birth to a baby boy, and they named him Alucard. Now think about it. Then spell that name backwards. Are these parents nuts? Or are they serious about the name and know what it spells?
Dracula?
Dracula. Double Duluth.
I got it right here.
Double Duluth.
It spells Dracula.
Thank you, Kenny.
Welcome. Zero Res is spelled the same forwards or backwards.
This isn't spelled the same forwards or backwards.
And Dracula wouldn't do carpets either.
And finally, from Steve, The sense wins are important in garage logic, aren't
they? You always look for those. You always do. You might find them four or five paragraphs down, but you're onto that.
You're looking.
Yeah, he's looking.
Spring snowfall is common in California. But over 100 years ago, California's biggest March snowstorm left the state with over 30 feet of snow.
Wow.
Thank you.
Enough said. Enough. Drop
That's
the mic.
It?
There
drop
we go.
Drop
the mic.
May I issue a big God bless to J.K. Rowling?
Oh yeah.
Who? What else is she famous for, Rook? What did she do?
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
No, what did she overcome?
She overcame the "you're nuts." You'll never be successful. The hump.
She overcame the "you're nuts" hump.
Yep.
She was on a bus in Scotland, turned to her seatmate and said, "I got an idea. I'm going to create a little kid who's a wizard, and he goes through portals and
Hagrid giants."
And they would turn to her and say, "You're nuts."
Yeah.
Well, now she has enough money to speak her mind.
Yep. I love it.
And God bless her. Scotland has a new hate crime law. It took effect yesterday. And Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling dared the Scottish police to arrest her for calling a man a man. This is what
it's come to.
Any day now, that large extraterrestrial vehicle will suspend itself over the Earth, and the occupant will get a megaphone and say, "You people are done. It's over for you people." According to the Scottish Parliament's website, the Hate Crime and Public Order Bill adds a new crime of stirring up hatred against any of the protected groups covered by the bill, one of which is transgender identity. Rowling began a long social media post by listing several biological male criminals who claimed to be transgender just prior to being sentenced for various crimes. Some of the crimes included sexually assaulting a 10-year-old, possession of 16,000 illicit images of children, and rape. After approvingly shedding light on 10 different women, not all criminals, Rowling revealed her enthusiasm was an April Fool's Day joke. "Only kidding. Obviously, the people mentioned in the above tweets aren't women at all, but men, every last one of them." But they were trans.
Mm.
And she said to the authorities in Scotland, "Come and arrest me if you think I violated the hate crime law. Come and arrest me."
Old move.
And they have not, by the way. In passing the Scottish Hate Crime Act, Scottish lawmakers seem to have placed higher value on the feelings of men performing their idea of femaleness, however misogynistically or opportunistically, than on the rights and freedoms of actual women and girls, she wrote. She continued, "For several years now, Scottish women have been pressured by their government and members of the police force to deny the evidence of their eyes and ears, repudiate biological fact, and embrace a neo-religious concept of gender that is unprovable and untestable. The redefinition of women to include every man who declares himself one has already had serious consequences for women's and girls' rights and safety in Scotland, with the strongest impact felt, as ever, by the most vulnerable, including female prisoners and rape survivors. It is impossible to accurately describe or tackle the reality of violence and sexual violence committed against women and girls, or address the current assault on women's and girls' rights unless we are allowed to call a man a man. Freedom of speech and belief are at the end in Scotland if the accurate description of biological sex is deemed criminal." God bless you, woman. You're an honorary. If we had any medals left, I'd put her in the GL Hall of Fame.
She gets the golden magic stick. What do you call those things?
A wand.
A wand. What? The magic of the golden wand. Harry Potter.
Aren't
she
you
gets the golden wand?
Aren't you just astounded that we even are talking about this?
I am.
Is so bleeping ridiculous that this is even a topic and that somebody like her has to be on the defensive for just speaking the truth.
I'm currently out of the country, Rowling wrote, but if what I've written here qualifies as an offense under the terms of the new act, I look forward to being arrested when I return to the birthplace of the Scottish Enlightenment. Scotland's Community Safety Minister, Siobhan Well, what's S-I-O-B-H-I-A-N?
Siobhan.
Sobhian.
That's what it looks like, yeah. But it's Siobhan.
Siobhan Brown told The Telegraph, Rowling's tweets could be cause for police investigation. It could be reported, and it could be investigated. Whether or not police would think it was criminal is up to the Police Scotland for that, Brown said. Rowling, who has been an outspoken critic of transgender ideology invading women's spaces, was not alone in her criticism of Scotland's new law. According to The Telegraph, former deputy leader of the Scottish National Party, Jim Sillars, launched a campaign to resist the Hate Crime Act and campaign for its repeal. Today, on their own admission, Police Scotland will translate itself from a service into a force for one particular purpose, the pursuit of people who speak their minds, Sillars said. This law inflicts a deep wound on the face of Scottish society. And now from the Daily Mail, which covers everything. It's the Costco of newspapers.
Let's go.
Headline, J.K. Rowling's defiant hate crime tweets are not criminal. Police rule out action against author amid furious backlash. As police say, she hopes, or as Rowling says, she hopes every woman who wants to speak up for the importance of biological sex will be reassured. So she's a champion. And imagine what she's being a champion of. Not much at all. But it's a big deal that she's the champion of this. Mm-hmm. Because women in Scotland, if they didn't have her voice to speak for them, would literally be afraid to call a man, a woman, a woman.
And that is the proper use of the word literally.
Yes, thank you. The Scottish police confirmed they will not take action. Mother of God in heaven.
What other countries in the world can you not speak the truth? Let's think.
Russia.
Where else, Joe?
Iran.
Really? No rights for women in Iran.
No.
China?
China.
Cuba?
A lot of the Stan countries.
Yeah.
Cuba.
Stan countries.
We have reached a ridiculous stage in this world.
Where are we in Liechtenstein?
Mind you, why did the police have to act? The police ultimately are not going to make a show of this. They're not going to arrest J.K. Rowling.
Right.
What were they responding to? People were complaining about J.K. Rowling not following the law, and they were offended.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of one of the people she mentioned was this guy who, right before the eve of his trial, changed his sex.
Right.
Remember that guy? Did you bring him up?
I got it here, but this damn Daily Mail, it's a 48-page story. In her social media post, the author listed 10 high-profile trans people and denied their claims to be women. They included double rapist Isla Bryson, 31, who was initially jailed for 8 years at a woman's prison before later being moved to a male prison following a backlash. Bryson, who was known as Adam Graham at the time of the offenses, began transitioning in 2020 after being charged.
Okay.
Initially referring to them as women, she ended up the thread by saying, April Fools, only kidding. Obviously, the women mentioned in the above tweets aren't women at all, but men, every last one of them. And then the other story had the same thing. The new legislation, she wrote, is wide open to abuse by activists who wish to silence those of us speaking about the dangers of eliminating women and girls' single-sex spaces. The nonsense of crime data, if violent and sexual assaults committed by men are recorded as female crimes. The grotesque unfairness of allowing males to compete in female sports. The injustice of women's jobs, honors, and opportunities being taken by trans-identified men. And the reality and immutability of biological sex. For several years now, Scottish women have been pressured by their government and members of the police force to deny the evidence of their eyes and ears, repute biological facts, and embrace a neo-religious concept of gender that is unprovable and untestable. The redefinition of woman to include every man who declares himself a woman has already had serious consequences for women's and girls' rights and safety in Scotland, with the strongest impact felt as ever by the most vulnerable, including female prisoners and rape survivors. She's 58 years old, J.K. Rowling. Her comments whipped up a social media storm. The prime minister entered the row saying people should not be criminalized for stating simple facts on biology. We believe in free speech in this country, and conservatives will always protect it. Ms. Rowling's comments after Siobhan Brown, that's the Minister for Community Safety, said those who misgender others could be investigated by police. We can't live in that world. No one should live in that world. We've already seen the detrimental effects of the poor souls in this world who do live under those rules.
Imagine that coming here, though. We had a report over the weekend. We had a report over the weekend of basically 911 calls going unanswered in Minneapolis, but you get a call about misgender. We got to act now. We got to investigate this.
Just one moment. I think I can tell you that it's already happening here, although we don't have it enshrined in law yet here.
Oh, just wait.
But in today's Pioneer Press, ironically, I'm sorry, Star Tribune. Where in the hell is the Star Tribune? I brought it with me to work.
It's at the bottom of the page of the metro section.
It was folded in.
On today's Star Tribune, you have in the metro section, instead of listening to another person misgender them last fall on a bonding tour across the state, Duluth rep Lilsh, L-I-S-L-I-I-S-H, Lilsh Kozlowski simply told the driver of a bus full of lawmakers to pull over. I had told him over and over and over again to stop calling me she, her, said Kozlowski, who is non-binary and uses they, them pronouns. Hey,
so
Lilsh, go bleep yourself.
Yeah, pause a second. That means that she, her would also be pissed off if you called her he, him. Because if you're non-binary, you're neither. Am I interpreting that wrong?
I don't know. Let me read it. I had told them over and over, meaning the people on the bus, to stop calling me she, her, said Kozlowski, who is non-binary and uses they, them. So I chose to get off the bus instead of driving back 2 hours with him. She apparently made a phone call, and a friend picked
it,
her up.
Her.
Him.
Him.
They, them.
Kozlowski is undergoing hormone therapy, and being misgendered was brutal, they said. You mean he said.
Huh?
Brutal. Brutal as in trails of tears. Brutal. Brutal as in
being starved to death.
Concentration camps. Death marches.
Brutal as being put in a boxcar.
Raped and mutilated.
It's an insult to the word brutal.
What do you mean by brutal? Are you just simply mad because you can't change the behavior of people that are accustomed to saying certain things their whole life or now?
Now, he would call this, his actions were a backdrop of a national attack on trans and queer folks. Lady, man, whatever the hell you are, I'm not attacking your transgenderism. I'm attracting your self-virtue. You're not special. Shut the hell up. You're not special. And don't ask me to deny my own eyes and ears.
And if you ask me, not doing anything for she, hers, him, he's at all. You're not doing anything for anything. All you're doing is calling attention to yourself and being a petulant little child who hasn't adjusted to maturity.
Brooke, look up this legislator.
Go.
I'm unfamiliar with him. L-I-I-S-H.
He, him.
They. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-W-S-K-I, D-F-L, Duluth.
Ooh, one of my people?
Yeah.
Let's see.
I bet there's not a long...
Alicia Leash Kozlowski. So her name is Alicia. She is right here. Full name, Capital Investment Home, Duluth, Occupation Community Relations Officer.
Well, that means she didn't take any courses that you couldn't flunk.
MBA, College of St. Scholastica.
Okay. In what, I wonder?
MBA, it doesn't say in what. And that's it. I'll try to find more. It doesn't say anything about married with children.
Well, no, of course not. But is there an age or is there a... is she in her first term?
She is in her first term, elected in 2022.
Well, who voted for this person? And what does she...
Kozlowski presents bill supporting tribal sovereignty and local economic strength. What else did she get behind? Presents bill updating Minnesota Fair Labor Standards Act. Minnesota Queer Legislators Caucus on Trans Day of Visibility. She had something to do with that. I don't know what yet.
Okay, God love you. You know, I hope you have a great life and everything, but don't tell me it's brutal because some bus driver called you she instead of they.
You can get over that.
That ain't brutal.
You can get over that.
I think it was the other legislators, wasn't it? Not the bus driver.
Whatever they were. Yeah. I don't know.
You don't ride the bus.
But if I did, it sure as hell wouldn't be that bus.
She was born in 88, so she's 36.
A young woman, or young man, whatever she is.
She's the child of a Mexican Union electrician father and a Fond du Lac Ojibwe mother.
All
so
right.
She's native.
She's a native gal.
Yeah.
She shared her story of her humiliation on the bus. With 100 people at a gender-affirming care event at Duluth's Peace United Church of Christ on Thursday, it was organized by medical students and others in response to a growing rift within the Duluth campus of the University of Minnesota Medical School, where some of the students formed a Catholic group that opposes gender-affirming care for minors. Such care includes medications to suppress puberty and hormones for older teens. I would join that group. I don't want to mess with kids.
Don't check with kids.
You want to get to your age, Lish? Fine, do whatever you want, but let's leave the kids alone.
She beat Republican candidate Becky Hall 71% to 28%.
That amazes me.
14,500 votes. Kozlowski lives in Duluth with her partner Samantha and has one child.
So these Duluth
They
kids
identify
are...
as non-binary and two-spirit. What is two-spirit?
Two-spirit has something to do with her native heritage.
Native, I'm sure, yeah.
It's a male-female thing as far as Native Americans go, two-spirit.
Oh.
What are you, an Indian?
No, I've read about it.
Oh, all right.
Some light reading, yes.
I can't go on with
you,
it, sure.
You're speechless.
No, it's not that I'm speechless. Oh.
Just that it's time for a break.
No, I understand.
You know?
I mean...
I know.
Is there a way to provide gender affirming care to kids without the drugs, without the surgeries, without the hormones? Can you just talk to them and pat them on their head and listen to them and be empathetic to their whatever they think they're doing, but yet treat them like kids and act like an adult? You know what I mean?
I would.
Is that possible?
Well, to me it is, and that's the road I would take until they're old enough to know what they're taking. Until they're old enough to understand. Remember now, the culture is so fragmented and so destroyed by the left that you've got a Hennepin County attorney who said that brains are not fully developed until you're about 24.
Yeah.
And yet, five will get you 10. She's in the same crowd that would advocate for a five-year-old to change gender. Well, no, the five-year-old brain is no more developed than a criminal brain at 5 years old. You're not developed. No, that came out wrong. No brain is developed at 5 years old.
But no, Joe, my question, I don't know if you're addressing my question, is part of gender-affirming care sitting down with this kid and saying, look, what you're talking about is a point of no return. You're going down a road that you're not going to be able to back up. This isn't trading a pickup truck in for a Mustang. This is the rest of your life. This is more serious than a piercing, a tattoo, or anything you will ever do. And you are too young, and your brain is not developed yet to make this decision on your own. Are you aware of that, young man or lady?
No, the problem is you're saying those words to someone who won't even understand those words.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, in other words, you can't sit a 5 or 6 year old down and say, do you realize, Bill, if you become Sally, you can never go back to being Bill? They're not going to understand that.
In my mind, I've immediately discounted anybody under the age of 13. I'm thinking of 14, 15, 16-year-old.
Well, I'm going to up you. I'm going to go to 18.
Yeah, that's fine. All the way up to
18.
I'm
going to 18.
And the nut job in Hennepin County says, and she's right, brains are not fully developed until you are in your 20s.
Yeah, but she uses that.
But that doesn't excuse you.
Murderers to
the street. That it's two different things. That doesn't excuse you from murder. But it does if you want to change genders. Isn't there an adult anywhere in the building? Have all the adults gone home?
They gone. Ain't come back.
Nobody wants to sit down with these kids and just say, put the brakes on for a few years.
How can this not be flat out evil? Is that hyperbole? How can this not be evil to destroy a child?
I don't know. You can't process it if you're a normal person. You can't process it because it goes against everything.
Isn't it a form of abuse?
Yes.
It seems like it is to me. It's your job as a parent to say, sit down and shut up.
Sit down and shut up, why don't you?
Shut up for 5 minutes.
Chris, let's go here. Sit down and shut up, Reavers.
Flick your ear, you little brat.
And try it. It gets you to close.
I did some homework regarding all of the neat stuff for sale at EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake in Burnsville. Kawasaki UTVs are on sale. You know what UTV stands for?
Ultimate Travel Vasectomy.
Utility.
You get them on the road.
Let's go here.
Get them on the road.
Utility task vehicle. Oh. And Kenny, they are different, apparently, from ATVs. And you said for young people, maybe a UTV is a better choice.
I had a long conversation with you off the air about this.
Off the road.
E-bikes are on sale. Vespa scooters are on sale. Yamaha UTVs, utility task vehicles, Kawasaki UTVs, preseason youth ATVs, and Moto Guzzi motorcycles. Spring is just around the corner. Don't let that snow fall this morning throw you off your game, although that was disconcerting. But they got snow stuff at EcoFun, too, although this snow isn't going to last. It's EcoFun Motorsports, home of great apparel, great service, and a great parking lot in Forest Lake. So don't buy an e-bike till you take it outside and have them rig it up for you so that it's absolutely perfect.
Right.
And they'll do that. Kalen's an expert at this. World-renowned.
World-renowned.
It's EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. It's just west of 35E on Highway 97. Brand-new building. You can't miss it. And in Burnsville, down on the Service Road of Life near County Road 42, really, really fun recreational equipment. Check out their website, EcoFunMotorsports.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, the investment game can be awfully tricky, especially in these volatile times. And that's why you need the best and also somebody that you can trust. And that's why I rely on Josh Arnold. We know him as Mr. Money Talk around these parts, and he's here for you. So give him a call today for that free 48-minute, no obligation consultation by dialing 952-925-5608. 952-925-5608. Josh has been at this a long time with a track record of success, and he's here to help you. So give him a call today. No obligation. Obligation. That's right. No obligation. It's absolutely free. 952-925-5608. And tell them you heard about them here on the Garage Logic Podcast.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Chris Reavers is a paid endorser.
This next song is about Kenny Olsen. If he's here,
never
jump
heard
up and
this
down.
Before, ever. Jesus.
That was Mark's birthday last week.
It's the end of the world as we know it. And he feels fine. Joe Soucheray,
the lead vocalist, lead guitar player, and founder of Big Backyard. Mark, his birthday would have been last week. Good guy. Miss him a lot. Anyway, where was I? Oh, I know where I was. A week from yesterday is when the big sale on Liberty Safes ends at MapleGroveLockAndSafe.com. We're talking the Fat Boy Junior Extreme and the Colonial 23. Get yourself to Rich's brand new website, MapleGroveLockAndSafe.com. You're going to discover right away if you need anything lock related, Rich is the man. There is nothing that he can't do for you as far as locks go. And as far as safes go, he carries the very best in the country, the Liberty. There's always a sale going on with Liberty. And right now through April 8th, save $710 on the Fat Boy Junior Extreme. And well, can't they just change that to the Kenny safe, the Fat Boy? Or $400 on the Colonial 23, again, through April 8th. The Liberty, made right here in the good old United States of America. Best warranty you can get, fully transferable forever, and the best fire protection and the best selection. GLers will always go home happy. And there's always something a little extra for GLers when you walk in. So make sure you tell Rich. You'll get, for instance, 15% off all small quick combo and key vaults. Maple Grove Lock and Safe. They're right there in Maple Grove, 6901 East Fish Lake Road. And that fancy new website, one more time, MapleGroveLockAndSafe.com.
32 shots, 7 killed in Chicago over Easter weekend. 32 shots, 7 killed. Deadliest weekend of the year. These are black kids shooting black kids, which never gets discussed. And as I've said 1,000 times, I'm unaware of Black Lives Matter ever setting up camp down there, ever addressing this horrible, horrible problem. Sanibel Jim spent his life in law enforcement. He keeps in touch with buddies in Chicago. And there's a great website called Hey Jackass. Have you ever looked at that?
No.
Yep.
No.
Hey Jackass is great crime statistics out of Chicago. It's a war zone in many cases. Many GLers want me to be aware of a new film called Climate, the movie, in parentheses, The Cold Truth. It's a film by Martin Durkin. It shows how the livelihoods of climate scientists and a host of green activists rely on keeping the alarmist narrative alive, despite the facts. It says what I've been telling you for ages, basically, that this whole hysteria has nothing to do with the environment. Apparently, I think I should watch this movie. It's how eccentric environmental scare grew into a powerful global industry. The imagery of those deathly pale women in their blood-red costumes catwalking doom for the cameras fades into whirling wind farms, followed by some striking claims. One from the co-founder of Greenpeace sets the tone. There's no such thing as a climate emergency on this planet. The film directly challenges the claim that CO2 levels from human activity are causing runaway climate change and shows how the livelihoods of climate scientists and a host of green advocates rely on keeping the narrative alive, despite the facts. Professor Steve Coonan of NYU asks on behalf of the climate science industry, if CO2 is not having this impact, how are we going to stay in business? It's like the race industry. You can't have racial genteelness. Then you wouldn't have an industry anymore.
Right.
And the industry's so doubled down that race relations are worse than they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 5 years ago.
Isn't it interesting how they're coming to a head arm in arm?
Yeah. It's amazing. Precisely what that business is, meaning the climate, and how it is maintained is also the subject of a film whose central premise is that the world is, in fact, entering a period of cooling. Patrick Moore, the co-founder of the environmental campaign group Greenpeace, says the presence of the polar ice cap shows that this is an ice age. We're at the tail end of a 50-million-year cooling period, and we're saying it's too hot. It's an opinion shared by noted scientists featured in the film, such as Professor Coonan. This is an inconvenient truth, Durkin, the filmmaker, argues, which explains rising alarmism from the green lobby. The climate alarm is nonsense. It's a hoax. So says William Happer, emeritus professor of physics at Princeton. I think scam is a better word, he said, but I'm willing to leave with hoax. That's not me, okay? That's not me. That's an emeritus professor of physics at Princeton, William Happer.
Has he been fired yet?
Well, I suppose emeritus means they can't fire him.
Well.
So why is it being pursued? According to Happer, it's a wonderful way to increase government power. Oh, yes. If there's an existential threat out there that's worldwide, well, you need a powerful worldwide government. Alongside other claims in the film that activists are calling for the criminalization of climate skepticism, Happer observes that we see all these kinds of authoritarian measures being adopted in the name of saving the planet. You've suddenly got the population under control all over the world. Power is not the only motive. There's also profit for some. Professor John Clauser, who won the Nobel Prize for Physics in 2022, warns of how there are not only billions, but trillions of dollars at stake. Durkin is no stranger to climate controversy, with his 2000 film, The Great Global Warming Swindle, being praised by the British Parliament for showing how anybody not agreeing with the orthodoxy of climate change comes about, sees their public funding drying up. I could just go on and on and on here, but put it down, GLers.
I was just watching the trailer for this movie, and my favorite part was after Greta, you know, she has the opening credits.
Greta's in the opening.
Yeah, and then you got the guy rolling around in the fake blood on the street.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to show that, you got to demonstrate just how. But I will watch this. I will watch this. In fact, you know what? I can put. This trailer looks to be pretty extensive. I'm going to put this up as a link on the GL website.
Durkin, the filmmaker, said, the frustrating thing for scientists is you're not allowed to point to specific data or observations published in mainstream journals carried out by scientists from respected universities, even cited by the International Governmental Panel on Climate Change, a UN body, if that data does not fit the narrative. Mm. And the pressure on them to shut up is extreme. This is the man-made climate of opinion in which fear has become the latest currency of choice.
Okay, I'm going to go with hyperbole here. Climate change is the Kim Jong-un of the United States. You must show your respect to climate change. Bow down and worship the climate change.
This is the man-made climate opinion in which fear has become the latest currency.
Right there.
Within days of the release of the film, German physicist and science vlogger Sabine Hassenfelder asked her YouTube audience whether we should be terrified of climate change. Her answer... I am indeed terrified. Terrified that scientists support manipulating people. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
She says, she cites several sources in mainstream and academic media which advocate evoking fear to spur action. Instead of fear-mongering, she suggests we might best look at what can reasonably be done to help preserve natural habitats for wild animals. I'm with her because I'm pro-elephant. This seems a reasonable position, and she cites a lack of clarity arising from climate modeling, which may conflate natural fluctuations in climate with man-made changes. Ice outs today, Minnetonka, 1905-2010. Now,
okay.
It means nothing. It's a short period of time. But what is it, what it means to me is that nothing has changed on my time on Earth, not that I was around since 1905. I will have more proof of that when my lilacs come in. Meaning nothing, except to me, nothing has changed.
Right. Joe, a person you should follow on Twitter is the brother of Brett. His name is Eric Weinstein. He's a physicist and mathematician, a rather famous one.
Boy.
And he's been fighting against the
tough word to say.
Yeah, for Kenny it is. Of science and how science has been taken over basically by politics. And it's been really interesting watching his tweets for the last few months as he fights back, as he pushes back.
Can you hold the line once? I have to read something.
How about we just step aside for a brief moment?
No, yeah.
Do that? No, we need to.
Yeah.
All right. What?
You want me to take a break?
Step aside, my friend. Okay. I've been doing it for years.
This guy wears many hats, just not indoors. Joe Soucheray.
North American Banking Company. They are locally owned and operated, and I made the switch a while back, and I think that you should look into making the switch as well. They're locally owned and operated, and here's why that's a big deal. That means that loan decisions are made right here in the Twin Cities. They do not send those out of state, so this helps business owners and people maybe trying to do some debt consolidation, whatever, helps them solve problems quickly and expand their business with confidence. North American Banking Company deals with numbers every single day, but you are never one of them. When they first opened back in 1998, they made a promise to deliver a better banking experience for their customers, where you know your banker and they know you. While a lot has changed since then, this commitment to being a true community bank in the Twin Cities, that has not. They offer the same online and mobile banking options as the other banks, but you're going to get the unparalleled service of a community bank. With 6 locations to serve you, mine's in Roseville, but you can also see them at 50th and France, Hastings, Woodbury, Shoreview, and their new location in Maple Grove. It's banking done differently. North American Banking Company member FDIC is an equal housing lender.
I went and fetched from the bulletin board in the mayor's office above the boathouse the east shore of Spoon Lake. Something I've read to you before. I will continue to read to you. I think it's the best summation I've ever read on climate change. It's from Garth Paltridge, an Australian academic and author of The Climate Caper, Facts and Fallacies of Global Warming. The bottom line of politically correct thought on the matter, the thought that we must collectively do something drastic now to prevent climate change in the future, is so full of holes that it brings the overall sanity of mankind into question. For what it is worth, one possible theory is that mankind, or at least that fraction of it that has become both overeducated and more delicate as a result of a massive increase of its wealth in recent times, has managed to remove the beliefs of existing religions from its consideration, and it now misses them. As a replacement, it has manufactured a set of beliefs about climate change that can be used to guide and ultimately control human behavior. The beliefs are similar to those of the established religions in that they are more or less unprovable in any strict scientific sense. Hmm. The sanity of mankind is being called into question, whether it's J.K. Rowling acknowledging that or us acknowledging that or Garth Paltridge in April of 2019.
What? I'm always willing to blame myself. What did we do wrong to allow it to get to this point? Did we not push back early enough? How did it get to this point? Why are we being discounted? The people that refer to real science. What did we do wrong here?
We gave way to an increasing secularism, would be my quick off the top of my head answer. It's only anecdotal and doesn't prove anything, but attendance at Easter Mass has been shrinking in my lifetime.
Okay.
Shrinking.
Even Pat said, hey, I missed.
Well, it's small anecdotal evidence that. Well, and weekly Mass, it's been shrinking in my lifetime.
Okay.
And it's just, the country and the world, Western civilization in particular, has embraced a kind of secularism in which, according to Garth Paltridge, they miss a faith, so they've invented this one.
No, that's a wrong answer to me. Somewhere along the way, people, and maybe I'm wrong about this, somewhere along the way, people started believing everything that's told to them.
Well, and the inverse of that is if you don't believe in God, you will believe in anything.
Okay. All right. And now you're getting closer.
And
all
I
right.
believe Patrick's quote was, "Soch, I'm no longer a cheester. I'm just a ch."
Yeah, he didn't make it this year.
Make it.
So when you guys were in your early 20s, were you rejecting what was being told to you by the government? Or were you going along with it?
No.
John and Joe.
I got rejected to the point of getting my taxes audited because I was a long-haired, nasty,
a little too aggressive, yeah.
Hippie.
Right.
Outspoken.
See, hippies used to hate the government. Now the left loves the government.
Well, what I like about you is that you reject the government no matter what side you're on. That's good. John, what about you?
In my 20s, I hated the government for the same reasons Joe just said. Look who was in charge when I was in my 20s.
Yeah, okay. And you don't really love it now either.
Oh, I don't love it at all. I don't deny... GLer, it's a principle of garage logic that we've never denied the presence or need for a government. What we reject is how large and Orwellian it's become.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd agree with that completely.
Yeah.
All right. Name the movie, Chris, that you're linking people to. I'm going to make a point to watch it.
Climate: The Movie.
And then parenthetically,
Climate: Get your climate colon checked.
Right. I just did.
It's a film by Martin Durkin, D-U-R-K-I-N.
Very, very warm.
Yes. Maybe it's worth, of course, for GLers, it'll be singing to the choir. Maybe it's worth GLers trying to get, like if you live in a house divided, maybe you could maybe you could watch it together.
You might want to go sit in your car. Yeah, just go sit in your car in the driveway. That's probably a better idea.
What you said, you're right, because I went to look online about reviews, and they're, and I hate to say literally because I hate it too, but they're split. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you already think that way, you're going to hate the movie. If you think the other way, you're going to love the movie.
Well, so, speaking about that, and it's just a quick aside, according to what was trending on Twitter, Jemele Hill came out loudly against this Iowa girl, Caitlin something.
Caitlin Clark.
And so we were talking about this beforehand, and John goes, wait a minute. So I looked up her Twitter account, and Jemele Hill last night came out very, very pro in favor of Caitlin Clark. That's what we're dealing with here in this world.
Why is Jemele Hill important? Why should anyone be concerned with what she says?
She has a platform.
I mean, she's a former ESPN person?
Yeah.
Yes, she's a former ESPN person and writes books. And, you know,
but it was so funny because, according to my Twitter this morning, she was trending because she was against Caitlin Clark. But when you look up her Twitter account, she's very pro Caitlin Clark. God, it's just hysterical.
Here's John Hyde in his newsroom.
Thank you, Joe. This news is brought to you by North American Banking Company. A judicial selection panel has recommended six finalists to fill two soon-to-be vacant seats on the Minnesota Supreme Court, according to Governor Wall's office. The new justices would replace Associate Justices G. Barry Anderson and Margaret H. Chudich when they retire. When Wall's picks the replacements, they'll be the third and fourth members he appoints to the Supreme Court. These six finalists briefly are Lisa Bean, Senior Associate General Counsel at the U of M's Office of General Counsel, Elizabeth Bentley, Founder and Director of the Civil Rights Appellate Clinic, Kiala Eady. He is a judge on the Minnesota Court of Appeals, former federal public defender in Minneapolis. Theodora Gaitis. When was the last time you heard the name Theodora?
Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I got a kid named Theodora.
He's got one in his family.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That little hellraiser in your family.
Yeah. It's so old school.
Keith Richards' daughter is named Theodora.
She's the one that came up on stage and said, hand over the cash, buddy.
Cough it up.
Yeah. I want the paper money. Wonderful. Do we call her Teddy or what do we call
Thea.
Her? Thea. Okay.
Cool.
Anyway.
Theodora.
Grandpa, I love you.
Theodora is a judge on the Minnesota Court of Appeals and a former judge in Minnesota's 4th Judicial Court. Sarah Harris, Chief Judge of Minnesota's 7th Judicial District, chambered in St. Cloud. And Liz Kramer, current Solicitor General of Minnesota, a role within the Attorney General's office that represents Minnesota in state and federal appellate courts. Update. Last week, remember we told you about a hearing for a teen in the death of 76-year-old Thomas Dunn. Dunn was the veteran who served in Vietnam, later had assignments in Somalia, Haiti, and northern Iraq.
Took a punch down on Harriet Island.
That's correct. In late February, he was punched because he had pointed his camera at a young man urinating. The young man came over, angered by that, and punched him, causing serious injuries. Dunn had emergency surgery for traumatic damage to his right eye, several fractures to both his eye socket and nose. Oh. The youth, who turned 18 this month, was supposed to have had a hearing tomorrow. We told you about that, to see if he would be tried as an adult or juvenile in a first-degree assault case. But now, for some reason, that's been changed. The hearing will now take place on May 1st at 8:30 in the morning. The teen originally charged with assault in the case. Friends of Dunn are asking members of the public who may have known Dunn or been impacted by something he had done to show up at juvenile court that day, a juvenile court on St. Peter Street across from Mickey's Diner.
John, do you know, was it a defense motion, why this was changed?
I do not know. I got the information this morning, actually, and where I got it from was not sure why it was changed. They were trying to find out. But it had nothing to do with the family. It had to do with the defense. So you're probably pretty close, I'm guessing, in your guess.
Yeah. All right.
Much to the chagrin of an uninvited rookie, Target Field unveiled their new food items yesterday.
Yeah, thanks.
here's some of what we found out about. Mm. They're going to have a smashed baked potato served with a choice of toppings, butter, sour cream, cheese, green onions, bacon.
Bit. And then they smash
you know,
it.
That sounds good.
I'm more interested in the rookie portion of this story than the actual story itself.
Yeah.
What have you done, Matthew? Because if I was in promotions, radio, media relations, you would be at the top of the list. So I'm you must have alienated somebody
slight,
over there.
Man. It's a slight. It is.
They either don't know how to do their job or you did something to put yourself in this position.
I think it has to be the former, not the latter, because I didn't upset anybody.
I've We're no longer ESPN identified sports people.
Yeah, but you don't talk food in this in this town without talking to Stephanie March, Stephanie Hansen, or Matthew Mikulski.
I feel it's a slight that you suffered.
It is. I would have gone there. I would have given him a great show, a great video for the Twins and for Garage Logic.
Absolutely.
It would have been perfect for YouTube.
You would have buried your face in that smash.
Giving Dave St. Peter some crap. You know, last time I tried to steal a bottle of bourbon.
That's right.
He caught me.
And just to prove it.
I think wait a minute. I think the truth.
Maybe that was it.
Hold on. Back up a second. You know
what? That might be it.
I saw they have a... they got a pontoon in right field now. Did you guys see that?
Yeah,
I
saw that.
Is it permanently?
Is it these nuts?
No, somewhat, but it replaced seating, you know, the right field portion of the wall that hangs over the field. They turned it into a pontoon.
Pontoon, yeah.
That
it's
is kind awesome.
Of, it's kind of cool.
Problem. Yeah, that's cool.
That is a theme problem.
But I think you have to rent out the whole deal. I think it operates like a suite.
We couldn't have pine trees in center field, but we can have a pontoon. Right.
That sounds like a GL podcast town council meeting to me.
Oh, I like that
Joe,
idea.
Joe, that's a good idea, Joe.
What are we doing on the pontoon today?
We'll all be on that pontoon together, elbow to elbow.
On a pontoon.
John Heitzner's.
Yeah, thanks. Some of the other foods. Deep fried Oreos.
Oh, Christ.
I don't know. Do we need deep fried Oreos? Red Cow, who's already got the tiny little burgers that are really good, they're now going to have an ultimate burger. Certified Angus topped with Wisconsin-aged cheddar, lettuce, tomato, onion, and Red Cow sauce. Papa Pete's mini donuts.
The Red Cow burger, the ultimate burger, is fantastic.
It is pretty good.
But they're 60-40 that they serve now.
Oh, that's
over
good.
Over the top. Luke Shimp does a great job, and it is out of this world.
I don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
I know how much you guys love my stories of me going on vacation, but
is this a long story?
It's not. The Diamondback Stadium.
Because in other news,
everything is so overpriced, so I saw, hey, look, they got a kids menu here where everything is $2.99 or less. All right, here we go. Let's get a hot dog. Let's get a soda.
Let's go. Yeah.
The dog was the size of a Little Smoky.
Sure.
And the soda was, I'm not joking.
A Jell-O shot?
It was like, yes.
Equivalent to a Jell-O shot?
I said, what is this?
Was this at a ballpark?
At the Diamondback Stadium.
Who the Diamondbacks play?
Cleveland.
Can you sneak a flask in?
I know a guy that was down the row that did.
Okay, good. So we still do live in America.
Well, speaking of booze, as long as Kenny brought it up, I'll do one more item. The S'mores Boozy Ice Cream. Vodka and toasted marshmallow syrup.
Let me guess.
Delicious chocolate soft serve. Yes, Kenny?
$32.
Easily.
Yeah, it could be. There's no price.
Listed here. Darn it.
Yeah,
Delaware was smart enough not to put the prices in for the items.
Mankato police are looking for a man. Why do people do this stuff? For a man who is believed to have damaged 45 newly planted trees in the city. Yeah. He's seen on surveillance video intentionally damaging trees along Balzer's Act Drive between Fall Road and Monks Avenue, then leaving the area on foot.
Well, that's campus housing.
Officers found the damage shortly before 7 in the morning after getting several reports of criminal damage. Tree damage estimated at $16,000. The same man is also believed to have gone to Fire Station 3 and damaged signs in that parking lot. There's a great picture of him. They should be able to find him because he dresses very distinctly. It showed the suspect wearing a blue hoodie, orange or red sweatpants, black socks, and white or tan slip-on sandals. If you have any information... You were asked to call the Mankato police.
It's some dumb college kid then, right?
Black socks?
We don't know.
Black
you
socks,
said black socks.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm. I was not in Mankato.
Sandals. Huh?
Interesting.
I hate sandals.
I don't like
but
sandals.
But anyway.
I think sandals are bush league.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, what I have a brother who insists all summer he wears sandals. Drives me nuts. I yell at him every time I go
flip-flops?
There.
No, that's a no. I like Crocs.
I never would have guessed. Yeah. Crocs.
You're a Croc guy? Really?
Well, she got me some Crocs. They're supposed to be good for your feet.
Crocs with socks?
Yeah, I wore socks.
Was this post-hoof surgery for the Crocs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it then.
What color, Joey?
Green.
Joey.
Green Crocs for Joey.
I wear a weird slipper that's kind of like a Croc because they're really good for my feet. The doctor recommended it.
Hey, you got to have good feet wear.
I could go to Crocs. You know, I shouldn't laugh at you.
If you just met the guy, you might think he was touched, huh?
Joe, can you get him on without bending over at all?
No, nope, they got the heel strap. You got to fix that.
Oh, so you got to bend over? Yeah.
That's all right. I can do
that. Yeah. Powerball jackpot.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go to $1.09 billion.
I was at the gas station yesterday and didn't occur to me to buy one.
Well, get one for Wednesday.
Very disappointed that I didn't win.
No one has won it since New Year's Day, a stretch of 39 drawings without anyone matching the game's six numbers.
Which one is this now? It's called the Powerball?
Yeah, this is the Powerball.
This is tomorrow night's drawing.
If no one wins the jackpot tomorrow night, the game would match its record of 41 consecutive drawings on Saturday night. How about that?
So the rule of thumb is if you want to win, you have to buy your Powerball ticket in a small town. Well, that's not working out for me. Do I have to find a smaller town to buy than the one I live in?
You're surrounded by small towns. So I just go pick one and buy one and shut up about it.
Wow. So there.
You know, that's what I was going to do.
Croc boy.
Driving back, I was going to stop at all the little towns and get myself a Powerball.
That's how it works.
Your check home? After all it in,
who gives a bleep?
$263 million. That's your take home
after
taxes.
That's
for $1 billion
after a bill.
Well, remember the cash option's only at $527 million, and the government takes the first $263 million. You get to keep the second $263 million. So they're right there taking it right away.
Well, I'll take the $263 million.
Wouldn't be complaining.
I'm telling you right now.
I wouldn't mind the $3,650,000 either,
Mr. Reavers.
Yes.
Am I supposed to take a break?
We are. We're going to hear from the rookie.
Let's take a break and talk to Mr. Mikulski.
Well, if you just won the lottery, I suggest you spend your money wisely by hooking up with the greatest travel agent pair in the world, Teresa and Maria at Escape With Us Vacations. You know, just recently they came back from Amsterdam, and what they were doing was touring 12 river cruise ships, different ships. A big part of their value is with their hands-on travel experiences. The differences in the cruise lines, they know the differences right there. So they will help you. That's the experience. They can help direct all of you people that call them to find the best fit for your bucket list trips. They're very engaged. And if they've been there before, they can tell you all about it. And that's what they do. EscapeWithUsVacations.com. They are a Class A operation. Also, I do have an announcement. I got Matthew and his wife. They're going on the trip as well. They just announced it the other day. So there's only a couple cabins left for that wonderful trip to Croatia. And you can find more about that by going to escapewithusvacations.com or pick up the phone. Call Maria or Teresa at 651-788-4338. Ask them about Amsterdam. Ask them about Croatia. Ask them about everything. They will be in the know. 651-788-4338. And escapewithusvacations.com. Don't wait, yellers.
All right, here we go.
Here's a man who spends hours in hardware stores sifting through the nuts and bolts of life. Joe Soucheret.
I don't think I've ever heard this song or that liner. Huh, it's a brand new day here at Garage Logic. Couldn't be prouder. Let's see if I have this right. Winter that never was, that's over. First spring is over. Second winter has gone. And I think we had a little bit of third winter this morning. So according to my calendar,
second spring is now underway. It's going to be in the 60s this weekend. Our lawns and gardens, fields, everything needs the moisture. But with early summer comes the early crabgrass and the early weeds. So if you're passionate about your lawn, my roommate calls it insanity, but I don't care. If you, like us here at GL, if you're passionate and you want the best lawn in the block.
I do.
Simple. Go with ProfessionalTurf.com. You already do, Matthew.
I do. Yeah, cheers to
A lawn care company here in Minnesota since 82. Don't send back that lawn care renewal contract back to that cruddy company that screwed your lawn up last year. Go with the company that has service techs that have been around. They've been dragging hoses for over 20 years. They know your lawn better than yours. When you schedule that free estimate, that analysis, a real living human being is going to come out and walk your lawn and then put together a plan made just for you. And I promise you, you will have the best lawn on the block. They do it all at ProTurf, lawn care, landscape, and irrigation. Check them out, ProfessionalTurf.com. Johnny?
Thank you, Kenny. In national and international news, former President Trump hit with a wider gag order in his New York criminal hush money case after targeting the judge's daughter again in social media posts. The late Monday night order from Judge Juan Merchan blocks the former president from making public statements about family members of the judge or Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg if the statements are meant to significantly interfere with work in the case. The former president and his co-defendants have also secured a $175 million bond in their New York civil fraud case, according to a court filing. Trump secured the bond through Knight Specialty Insurance Company, which is owned by the privately held Hanke Group, whose chairman told ABC News he considers himself a Donald Trump supporter. Don Hanke told ABC News, "This is what we do at Knight Insurance, and we're happy to be able to accommodate the ex-president in this situation."
Did you guys see Kennedy on CNN?
Mm-mm.
He basically backed Trump, saying that Joe Biden is a threat to democracy. I didn't know what to make of that.
Try not to watch CNN.
Okay.
If there's an explosion or something, or a boat runs into a bridge, CNN's a good place to be. But other than that, I can't watch it.
Is it on in your home?
Quite a bit in a different room.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You know what I do? It's just to get her.
I love antics.
This is an antic. Mm-hmm. I'll put it on Fox.
Sure.
So when she comes home, she'll hit the on button, and I like to see how long it takes her to realize it's not CNN.
Got it.
Yeah. I'm gonna call her up and tell her how to block that channel on your TVs.
See, why do you need to do that, John? That's mean.
John, I thought you would be on my side.
It's amusing.
Yeah.
Iran is vowed to retaliate after it accused Israel of bombing its embassy complex in Syria on Monday. The airstrike destroyed the consulate building in the capital of Damascus, killing at least seven officials, including Mohammad Reza Zahidi, a top commander in Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards, and senior commander Mohammad Hadi Haji Rahimi, according to Iran's foreign ministry. Also, an airstrike by Israel has killed seven workers in Jose Andres World Central Kitchen, and Israel is apologizing for that. And it's also stopped kitchen, by the way, has always helped in situations, whether it's a natural disaster or, in this case, conflict. They've now had to suspend delivery of food aid to Gaza after that airstrike. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged the country's forces had carried out the unintended strike on innocent people. He said officials were looking into the strike and would work to ensure it did not happen again.
Hey, can we pause a second and back up? Which one of you morons said that there's a pontoon in the outfield?
It's a seating arrangement that looks like a pontoon.
Yeah, it's called the dock.
Yeah. And well, it's not a pontoon.
It's not a pontoon.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
It looks like one, though, right?
No, it doesn't. It's supposed to resemble the open bow seating of a boat, but it looks like a big soup bowl. And you're sitting up higher than everybody else, kind of a stage-like situation.
Okay, I'm going to cut him some slack. He's rural. He's never been to a lake. To him, it looked like a pontoon boat. There, I'm going to say.
Isn't that what they're calling it?
I'm just going to inform you right now that when GL does their little GL day with the town council and everything, I'm going to be sick that day. Because Kenny's not going to sit in that.
Ball game,
I am not sitting in that thing. I'm not kidding in that.
Are we promoting that yet?
No, we're not.
Oh. We're not supposed to mention that?
No.
Should I tell them everybody the date that we're not supposed to mention?
Yeah, please do. Yes. Please.
Oddly enough, that day right before that, Kenny's going to give me whatever he has, and I'm not going to be able to make it either. So
yeah, we shared the same hanky.
Right?
Ooh, that's really gross. Yeah, thank you.
Rush has been painting
from Lavelle E. Neal, April 1st. They put a pontoon in right field. I'm Chris looking at mad. The photo right now. Everyone is referring to it as the pontoon.
Okay, that's it for news. Yeah. I
got a lot of stuff.
Well, give me something else then.
I'll give you this if you're an SCTV guy.
Yeah, which I was. Sad news. Yep.
Joe Flaherty has died.
Oh no.
The guy from Happy Gilmore?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he? I don't know. I've never seen Happy
his
Gilmore.
His best role was Count Floyd.
Count Floyd. He was also quite good in, he was the dad in Freaks and Geeks, which was a wonderful show.
Yep.
His characters on SCTV included Big Jim McBob. Guy Caballero, of course.
Yes.
Vic Arpeggio. Oh, and as Brooke said, Count Floyd.
And then Count Floyd, they go to the opening scene when he's supposed to be there. And there's a stagehand screwing in a light bulb, you know, while they go live. And he's like, get out of there. He's like, it's so scary here. Stagehands are flying all over the stage.
How old was he?
82, which surprised me. He was old. He started way back in the early 70s on the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
That's the only thing Joe cares about. He has no idea who it is.
I beat him. I'm going to beat him.
If you saw him, you'd know him. Did you ever watch SCTV? Yeah.
I was an SCTV fan.
Love that show.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm not a big fan of Count Floyd.
Oh, Count Floyd.
Well, he was on SCTV.
Monster Count Chiller Floyd. Theater. That's what it was.
Yep.
What they should do, Reavers? They should actually put pontoons on that thing. Because then it would look like a pontoon. They screwed up.
I got MinnesotaMonthly.com. Jason Derusha. I'm on a boat. It's called the dock featuring pontoon seating. So it looks like it's a pontoon.
I've blocked him on all social accounts.
You're giving them a lot of publicity for somebody who didn't invite you to the food tasting.
No, it's terrible. Jason got invited.
John, thank you.
Okay,
I mean, look at this. These morons have completely wasted the time.
We don't even know.
I have here. I want you to write this down, Reavers. Okay. Serious now.
Pontoon.
I want as a guest... as soon as possible, tomorrow, not enough time today, Mark Anderson, just the way it sounds, he's the managing editor of the Staples, Minnesota World, the Staples World newspaper. And he has got, this was sent to me by a guy who calls himself Chief KB, and it's the story of a moose that appeared in Staples.
This is the moose that started in Iowa, right?
Yes.
We've been tracking this guy for months.
And as the letter writer noted who sent me this, this moose story rocks. Every moose move is covered.
Mm-hmm.
And I always complain about reporting not being what it used to be.
Right.
I've never seen a moose story this thoroughly covered. Mm. Or any story.
Okay.
The day before Thanksgiving, this paper is dated November 29th. I don't know why the guy just sent it to me now. November 29th, 2023. The day before Thanksgiving, there was a large gathering of moose watchers in Staples, mostly along Thunder Road near Dower Lake, to see a famous moose pass through town. It's almost like a children's story, isn't it?
It is.
The moose made several appearances in the open. Hid a few times, jumped fences, got chased by horses, avoided cars, was chased by humans, then left Staples overnight. An online following has tracked the moose from Iowa to central Minnesota. A Facebook page was set up asking anyone spotting the moose to post photos and say where it was sighted. That page is named the moose Rutt. R-U-T-T.
Hmm.
The day before the moose entered the Staples area, it had been sighted near Browerville. According to a map tracking the sightings, it was heading straight north at about 4 or 5 miles per day, or at about the speed of a slow-moving storm, I would add, right? Leading the people in the Staples area to be wary of a possible appearance in this area. On the morning of November 22nd, Carly Dalvang, posted, the moose made its debut on my dad's swap cam, 4 miles south of Staples. Later that morning, as a train was passing through Staples a mile away, the moose was spotted in a harvested cornfield on the Donna and Larry Schmidt farm on Thunder Road.
Hmm.
See, he noted that it was a harvested cornfield.
Got it.
Right?
Gives me a better mental picture.
A few cars drove out to see it as it stood around in a far corner of the field, nibbling on grass and leftover corn residue. After more cars showed up, the moose walked down into a forested drainage ditch out of sight. It hid there for a while until Mark Schmidt drove his four-wheeler down to get a closer view from the other side of the ditch. The moose went back out into the field where 20 or more people were able to see it. After posing for photos for a few minutes, the moose went back into the ditch. As it hid for 2 hours, most of the moose spotters left, but there were still a few sentries parked near the field.
Okay.
You jump. Page 10 is the jump page. Not long left, not much left. One, two, three, four photos on the jump page.
Yeah, I can see
and
it. Color photos, huge.
Three on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Around 3:15 p.m., as another train rumbled through town, the moose started moving again. Crossing the ditch, it passed in front of the Schmidt farm and jumped the fence into their horse pasture. This time, a large group of moose spotters descended on its location. More cars showed up as it hid in some tall cattails. Going on the move again as another train passed through town, the moose then hid in some thick brush in the pasture. It tried to cross into the forest adjoining the Dower Lake Recreation Area, but was chased back to the brush by the horses in the field, who didn't like having an intruder. Finally, the moose made a break into the forest as the horses again chased it. The moose was about to jump a fence and cross Thunder Road, but turned around after several vehicles drove too close.
Ooh.
It then jumped the fence in the forest and crossed the road near the Dower Lake entrance into a field north of Thunder Road. As the daylight hours were waning, the moose wandered northward as several cars followed its path. It jumped more fences and was poised to cross Highway 10 just after 5 p.m. as it was getting dark. The highway was extremely busy at the time, and several of the cars following the moose turned onto the highway and parked on the edge of the road. A sheriff's deputy pulled up and turned on warning lights to slow down traffic and make them aware of the cars on the side of the road.
Come on.
The moose started wandering east towards the Staples downtown, but there was a parked train that would have stopped if it had gone much further in that direction. With darkness descending, it doubled back towards the west. Highway 10 traffic calmed down by 5:20. Well, you know why. Supper.
Yeah.
And the moose successfully crossed in the dark to continue its trek northward. It was seen near Central Lakes College, Bullard's Bluff, Nimrod, and Sabika in the following days. That is thorough.
Yeah, the moose is like, hey,
this guy should be this guy should be in a big city newspaper, but then he'd get he'd get corrupted probably.
Right.
Speaking of big city newspapers, I found a different story in, of all places, the New York Times about this moose. And there's a fella. Is this near Cushing? Pardon my not knowing Minnesota's geography.
I don't know.
Do you know Kenny and
Staples
near Motley's Cushing?
Staples up around St. Cloud.
Right.
No. Well, anyway,
Jesus, no.
God, no,
it's central Minnesota.
No, it's off of Highway 10.
Yeah. So it's St. Cloud, central Minnesota. You're right.
It's a guy who owns
2 hours from St. Cloud.
Oh,
a guy who owns the Too Tall Tavern in Cushing, Minnesota, invented a drink to celebrate the moose.
Yeah.
And if I still imbibed, I would imbibe in this.
Yeah.
Vodka,
yep.
Kahlua, and Bailey's Irish Cream.
Ooh,
and two little miniature pretzels on the glass to look like antlers.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Yeah, I could handle that.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
I can't find any updates after November on this guy, though.
Me neither. That's what I was looking for when I ran across the Times story.
Plus, you get a moose editorial. Look at this.
The moose wrote a letter?
You get a moose editorial.
The moose wrote a letter?
The moose and me. Moose sightings are always memorable, by Mark Anderson, managing editor. He might be the paper's only reporter.
Huh.
I don't see other bylines.
I have a phone number and an email address, and I'll get in contact with him. And it's just west of Brainerd.
And KB, who sent me this, got all kinds of neat things circled.
You're right, Chris. Yeah.
November, they have those 75 years ago deals. in 1940, on November 25th, 1948, wanted to buy old or disabled horses for Mink Farm. Write or phone Mrs. J.G. Strom of Aldrich. I suppose they fed the horses to the mink, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
What a paper. Right. And then you get the Moose editorial.
Yeah.
I can't find another byline besides this guy.
They call him Rut, Joe.
Yeah, they named him Rut.
There's maps and calendars and T-shirts and key fobs, condoms. He's got a whole line of merch.
In the obituaries, we have the unfortunate death of Doris Dumpropy.
Oh, Doris. Yeah.
Poor Doris.
She was 88.
My next question.
She was 88.
Are you going to subscribe?
I wouldn't mind. After this publicity, they ought to send me a free one. And then what do we have? The Staples, Motley School Board Minutes, Public Notices. Well, we'll try to talk to this fellow tomorrow.
I want to know his background.
Okay. Where did he go to journalism school?
Or did he?
Because he was taught correctly.
Got it.
It looks like he was last spotted by Borup.
The moose or this reporter?
Rut, the moose, which is just east of the North Dakota border, about on a line with Walker.
Or according to Joe and Rookie, right by St. Cloud.
Yeah, just right there
just
by St. Cloud.
Look at there. You see it. They got a water tower. They got a tower.
You can get there.
If it's north of Highway 36, it's up by St. Cloud.
What an embarrassment.
Man. Hey, Kenny, how's your garage door working? You did it yourself. I think that's commendable, but I'm going to use Precision Garage Door of the Twin Cities.
I installed two of them, and one of them has already gone through a full restoration.
Oh, my.
Matter of fact, I was out there working on it this morning at 5:15 in the dark.
Did the roommate back through it because her timing was off?
No, it's my door, and I made some mistakes upon installation.
See,
and,
don't make that mistake, GL. It's Precision Garage Door of the Twin Cities and Western Wisconsin. They're the best. They don't charge more for weekend visits, Sunday visits. You ever get nail on a Sunday? Think of Precision Door of the Twin Cities. They don't charge more for that. Their truck usually has all the equipment they need. They don't have to make that run back to the shop. Wink, wink, nod, nod. They try to get it done the first time they're there, and they do everything. The rollers, the springs, the openers, the apps, whatever you need for your garage, including new garage doors. These are good people. It's a GL family, a veteran family. They're an equal opportunity employer, and their employees stay on because they love the gig and they pay well. It's really a great outfit, and they keep you informed. If you call them, they'll tell you, we'll be there in 45 minutes. Then you get ready and go out there and give the guy grief while he's working on the door.
Right.
PrecisionDoorMN.com. That's PrecisionDoorMN.com, or put this phone number in your telephone closet contacts.
Yeah.
Precision Door, 612-263-6985. Who's got something?
Nobody.
We're done.
Hey, nobody got nothing.
This guy wears many hats, just not indoors. Joe Soucheray.
Only because... Brought to you by Renewal by Anderson, for the best windows you're ever going to find. Only because, get this, they're in Apache Junction. Visiting Tom Lyman's sisters, visiting three of Tom Lyman's...
Visiting, how far is that away from Staples Motley?
Right there.
Okay.
They're visiting three of Tom's sisters and brother-in-law. It makes it sound like the brother-in-law is married to all three.
Right.
Yeah, he's got three wives.
Hold up. He's got the Mormon deal going.
I drove through that. That's a really cool part of the state of Arizona.
Apache Junction.
Yes, I drove through that.
Three of Tom's sisters and the brother-in-law are snowbirds from Minnesota.
Okay.
Only because they come to us all the way.
Where?
From Apache Junction, Arizona.
Yeah.
From the Traveling Lymans at worldwidewaftage.com. On this day,
April 2nd,
Alexander Ramsey was appointed the first governor of the Minnesota Territory, the third choice of President Zachary. Oh, I'm reading from the wrong sheet.
Whoops. That's tomorrow on this
no,
day.
No, I just had to get a sheet that printed. Oh. The third choice of President Zachary Taylor. Ramsey was selected after the first. Edward W. McGaughey was rejected by the Senate, and the second, William S. Pennington, declined the post. Pennington is a Minnesota county. I wonder if it has anything to do with that guy.
What's his name?
Pennington, William Pennington, P-E-N-N-I-N-G-T-O-N, declined the post. Appointed while Congress was out of session, Ramsey was already in Minnesota before the Senate approved his nomination in January 1850.
American politician and lawyer, 13th governor of New Jersey. Why would he have gotten that?
Well, then maybe our Pennington Pine, Pipestone, Polk, and Pope. Maybe he's not.
He died of an unintentional morphine overdose.
That'll happen.
Whoops.
On this day,
April 2nd.
In 1982, this was a sad turn in America. The last edition of the Minneapolis Star was printed. So we haven't had an evening newspaper in Minneapolis for, 45 years?
Yeah. 42.
No. 1982.
42 years.
42 years.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Ending 62 years of publication. The following day marked the beginning of my end, by the way, and the first publication of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, which later became the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
What?
I got you.
No, it began as the Star and Tribune, and then they dropped the and.
And when did St. Paul's afternoon paper go down? I remember reading that as late as the 90s.
Dispatch?
The Dispatch, not Dispatch.
Okay, what are you, Christopher Walken?
I know how to pronounce words. Kenny, I don't know. Rook, would you find that out, please? Did the St. Paul Dispatch last longer than the Minneapolis Star?
Get after it,
buddy. When did the St. Paul Dispatch cease publication?
The Dispatch.
How do you spell dispatch? Because I'm having the trouble.
Is that two words? Is there a hyphen in there, Joe?
On this day.
Never be able to say that word again.
April 2nd.
Dispatch.
Dispatch.
I dispatched the deer.
1990, Knight Ridder continued to publish the Pioneer Press and Dispatch as independent daily newspapers until 85, when they merged to become the Pioneer Press and Dispatch. In 90, the owners dropped the word dispatch from the name, bringing an end to the Dispatch's 122-year run as a prominent feature on St. Paul media landscape.
So
85 is when they merged them, and they dropped Dispatch in 1990.
But that didn't answer my question.
Well, I think you got an evening paper then as recently as 1990 in St. Paul.
I remember it being very thin.
Yeah.
Yeah. This Staples paper is about the size of the St. Paul paper.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too bad. Oh. It was a good paper. Anyway, you got the time and temp?
On this day.
4-2.
You know what you all can do?
What?
On this day in 2002, Nellie Stone Johnson died in Minneapolis at the age of 96. Johnson was an African-American civil rights activist and union leader who was influential in Minnesota politics from the 1930s throughout the 20th century. Nellie Stone Johnson. And that concludes this day in history, brought to you by Renewal by Anderson.
Fantastic.
Thank you, GLers.
Hey, if you can't get enough of Garage Logic, then you should join the thousands of GLers who have found us on YouTube. Search for Garage Logic Podcast and subscribe for near daily content, including behind the scenes content, full segments, and video shorts. That's Garage Logic Podcast. It's right there on the YouTubes. We'll catch you tomorrow.
All right, Jeff.
It is time once again that we check in with our guy, Mr. Money Talk. Josh Arnold is with us once again here in Garage Logic, and now's the time for you to do the same. So do not delay. Do exactly what I did and pick up that phone and dial 952-925-5608. That number once again is 952-925-5608. You call that number, you get Josh, and he is there for you once again for that free, yes, I said free, 48-minute financial consultation with absolutely zero obligation.
litigation, and he's on the phone with us once again here in Garage Logic. And boy, Josh, I thought April Fool's was over, but boy, the Fed's back in the picture, aren't they?
Yeah, Fed's back in the picture. I think it started over the weekend. Chairman Jay Powell said, higher for longer. Don't tell anybody, higher for longer. The economy is too strong. No need to cut interest rates. The economy is too strong. There are too many people working. Chris, can you believe that? Too many people have jobs.
The horror.
The horror of that. That means that consumers have money. Oh, my goodness. Consumers have money. And the Fed says, not going to be cutting interest rates right now. And we still have a little bit of inflation, though. Things are trending down, but we're on the inflation watch. Of course, we're on the inflation watch. The price of oil has been going up. Now, that has yet to hit the price of the pump, but it will hit the price of the pump when? Just when summer driving season starts. And, of course, isn't the price of energy, and particularly gasoline at the pump, goes up, well, that gets impacted into the inflation numbers. Fed is not going to be cutting interest rates if the inflation numbers are stronger, and they're not going to be cutting interest rates if the GDP number is strong. You're wondering, well, geez, if all these economic numbers are so good, why do I feel so bad? You might be feeling like Bailey Over. He was a little bit uptight on Sunday. He certainly was not the pitcher that I saw down in Clearwater, Florida, pitching against the Phillies in spring training, at least the top of their lineup, striking out an awful lot of people in spring training and looking top-notch. Well, he didn't look so top-notch. Say a lot of consumers are still feeling the effects of inflation at the grocery store and at the gas pump. With taxes coming up, might have to pay a little bit more in taxes. And then looking at their 401ks, which are probably invested in target date funds. And target date funds are heavily weighted in bonds. And as we've talked for a long time, interest rates go up, prices go down. Yields might go up, but yields up, prices of bonds down. The market is concerned with the direction of interest rates, despite better reports coming from a lot of companies who are still selling a lot of stuff. Companies that do have some issues right now are the car manufacturers, including Tesla, which came out today and said their delivery numbers in the first quarter were below estimates. Estimates were for about 475,000 vehicles delivered, and there were only 387,000 delivered on a worldwide basis. Most of those were the smaller Tesla 3s. And Tesla did not seem to be wanting to increase production. Tesla does face tremendous amounts of competition, particularly in China. General Motors and U.S. car manufacturers are also facing sluggish sales. And we can particularly see that in EV sales, many of which are selling under and significantly under the MSRP prices. So I'm not a buyer, nor do I recommend buying automobile stock, but that's one of several areas that I've stayed away from, including investing in bonds. The difficulties in China, of course, and we've covered this, have affected my favorite fruit company, Apple, as analysts have been busily cutting price targets for Apple since the beginning of the year on concerns about China sales. And now you have that added weight of, to me, a legal action against Apple from the DOJ, which seems more politically motivated than not. But that's another story for another day. Meantime, we're at the beginning of a short correction. I'm glad that you've got some cash available to look at some high-quality companies that are trading at a discount.
That's why we check in with you each and every day here, Mr. Money Talk. Thank you once again for that information. GLers, I've been telling you for a long time now, it's now time to pick up the phone and make the call for that free 48-minute financial consultation by dialing 952-925-5608, where you always get straight talk and never, ever sugar-coated advice. Josh, as always, thank you again for the time and the chat. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again on Thursday.
Thank you.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Chris Reavers is a paid endorser.